The Kosher Culinary Academy recently opened in Jerusalem. It bills itself as the first full-time kosher cooking school in the world. The academy aims to turn out professionals to serve the growing market for gourmet kosher cuisine. The students study the intricacies of Jewish law, and they learn how to cook. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
In the crowded kitchen of the Kosher Culinary Academy in Jerusalem, more than two dozen students, all dressed in chef's whites, are learning to master basic sauces. One group is working on a white bechamel sauce. Another is whisking eggs and oil together to make mayonnaise. But many of these dishes are different than anything you would find in other culinary schools. Keeping kosher means eating no pork or shellfish at all. All meat must be slaughtered according to specific regulations, and no dishes can mix milk and meat together. That presents a challenge for these students. For example, the bechamel sauce that's made here, because it is meant to be served with chicken or meat, has no cream. Instead, they use a non-dairy substitute with a much lower fat content and have to adjust the recipe accordingly. Chef Danny Reicher, one of the teachers at the academy, admits there are some dishes that are virtually impossible to replicate under kosher rules.
New England clam chowder. You can't use the salt pork, you can't use the cream with the meat, you can't use the clams. And what's the point? It's you can make other types of chowders, you can do other things, but trying to mimic that specific flavor, it's just an abortive exercise. There's just no way that you could do it. So find something else which is interesting and good.
Reicher says that 10 years ago, the number of truly upscale kosher restaurants around the world could be counted on the fingers of one hand. Now, he says, there are dozens. The school's founder, Yochanan Lembiase, is a graduate of the Westminster Hotel School in London. He says he remembers being fascinated with food even as a child. He grew up a completely secular Jew, but about 12 years ago he became ultra-Orthodox and realized there was nowhere to learn how to be a kosher chef. He says there has been a return to traditional Judaism by many Jews like himself, who had no previous Jewish knowledge but were always seeking spirituality.
A lot of people who returned to Judaism basically left the world of haute cuisine and going to restaurants, and there's a void, you know. There's many people who would like to taste those types of cuisines again, but unfortunately it's just not open to them.
Until last month, he says, anyone who wanted to be a professional chef had to attend a non-kosher cooking school. Danny Reicher, a graduate of the Culinary Institute of America in New York, says he got a special dispensation from his rabbi to taste tiny quantities of the food he cooked while he was a student. Yet, he says, when everyone sat down at the end of the day to eat what they had cooked, he was limited to bread and salad. One of the students at the Kosher Culinary Academy, 18-year-old Abby Levin from Brooklyn, New York, says the kosher cooking school is a dream for him.
It's been awesome. We've been learning amazing things. Right now we're doing French cuisine. We're learning everything from sauces, soups, making roasts, and now I'm in the pastry shop.
Like all of the students and teachers, Levin says he's been cooking at home for years. When he was bored, he says, he'd call up some friends and invite them to taste his creations. He says the year-long course is worth every penny of the $10,000 tuition fee, and he feels his knowledge expanding daily. The Kosher Culinary Academy says it will open its own restaurant in Jerusalem in the next few months to give the students more practical experience. Most of the students are in their late teens or early 20s, and most came from the U.S. or Canada. Founder Yochanan Lembiase says Judaism and food have always been connected, going back to the Bible and the story of Abraham and Sarah. Three angels come to tell Sarah she will have a baby in her old age.
And she made lamb tongues with mustard sauce. We see that Jacob prepared for Esau lentil soup. You know, these guys were budding gourmets, you know. I mean, so food has always been part of a Jewish tradition.
And these days, he says, it's more important than ever.
Food brings people together. It can, you know, you can solve most of the world problems over a bowl of soup.
Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.